All right, welcome back to another episode of Beers, Bourbon, and Banter, where every sip leads to an engaging story. Tonight, we're not just sipping on beer, we're embarking on a flavor journey. Kicking things off is Bell's Brewing Oberon Eclipse, which is a citrus wheat ale that's like capturing summer in a bottle, at least from what we're told. And then we're going to venture into the bold territory of Firestone Walker's Union Jack IPA, where hops reign supreme and aren't shy about it. So find your favorite spot and grab a glass and join us as we dive deep into the stories behind these iconic brews.
Let's do this. Try it out. Let's just try this Oberon.
All right, let's talk a little bit about it. What was some stuff you were looking at?
All right, so what I'm looking right now, oh God, hold on. I just lost a page. Oh God.
Can you make it a little less that I have to edit? Like, make my life a little bit easier? All right, I'll give a little story about Bell's Brewing. All right, so they've come a long way from humble basement beginnings all the way to their national recognition. And they have a journey jam-packed with innovation and expansion. By the way, I'm reading right off that website. So from homebrew shop to brewery. So they have their roots deeply rooted in home brewing. Does it say when they started? Larry Bell started home brewing in the early 1980s and opened his brewery supply shop in downtown Kalamazoo in 1983. And more people were requesting samples of his beer. He began brewing then commercially in a 15-gallon soup pot and opened Kalamazoo Brewing Company and sold his first beer in 1985.
Wow,
is
that old?
Yeah, so Bell's Brewing has been brewing for a long time. All right, so let's see what else they have. So 1985, first brewed an amber ale. I'm not going to read through his whole timeline. Let's talk about when did...
He first brewed in 85 is when he did his amber ale, and then he bounces all around. So that's...
There's all sorts of interesting facts.
But then he had this big milestone. It was in 1990. That's when he did his first pour in Indiana.
Oh, right here. 1989, first distributor. At this time, Bell's was brewing so much, more than 500 barrels annually, that he needed a partner to help spread the product across Michigan. Rave Associates, based in Ann Arbor, became the first wholesaler that brought Bell's to all corners of the state. So that was in 1989. So they've been around for a decent amount of time.
Yeah. I had that.
So 1990 had their first pour in Indiana.
Yep, yeah, it was brewing milestone. That
also
a two-barrel brew system. First pour was out of Wisconsin, so he made it over there. And it bounces all the way up to 95.
All right, so now let's...
Beer garden. He had an outdoor space besides that, like a small centric cafe, officially based its debut. Grown by leaps and bounds ever since, but...
All right, so now, let's actually talk about the beer. Let's find info on this beer, which I thought was a very good choice, being that we actually have a solar eclipse coming on Monday.
I was just going to bring that up. We have the solar eclipse over here in New York.
Which, by the way, this beer has nothing to do with the solar eclipse,
no.
But it has a name that made us want to buy it due to the fact that we have this eclipse coming. So the... Oberon Eclipse is a citrus wheat ale. It was winter nights with a bright, warm coriander citrus flavor to taste. Let's see what it says as far as notes. Beer info, slightly stronger and darker than its namesake, having remains easy drinking and refreshing. It's a perfect beer for cozy nights spent in good company. 6.3% alcohol. 20 IBUs, so that's the bitters unit.
Yep.
And then the rest of the website talks about available packages.
It smells actually really good. You get the, it's almost like a malty, definitely sweet. You smell the orange peel right off it, the hint of the coriander.
I think this is a great beer. This is definitely, this talks about like warm winter, like for those winter nights. I don't think this is a winter beer. This is definitely a summer beer.
There's that little spice under the tongue, to be honest. Yeah, kind of like it.
No, this is a good summer beer.
Yeah.
I could drink this after like while I'm mowing the lawn or...
Yeah. This is definitely a cold one.
And you definitely taste that citrus, which has a nice...
Let me see one of those little glasses. I'm actually curious. One of my little bourbon...
What?
Tasting. The little bourbon on my bar.
Dude, weird point. Oh, I see it.
Grab one of those.
Who's...
I'm just curious to see how...
It smells out in the glass?
Not even that. It smells. I'm just curious to see how...
So we're drinking out of their bottles.
It's cloudy. It's filtered. It's... Just curious to see it under the light, you know?
All right. You give me the specs.
All right.
It's got a nice amber color.
It's got a nice amber color, you know? It's got the... It's almost like a dark orange body to it. A little bit cloudy. Pours out slightly cloudy. But it's got a an orange body to it. So, thin white head that caps across the top. It's almost got like a bready malt. You know? It's almost like a bracy orange. Nice, thin, lasting white head across it.
It's got some good ratings on Untappd.
I like this. This actually is a... I kind of like this almost better than some of the other big names.
Now, what were you saying as far as ranking?
Ranking, I saw that out of like 20,000. They were ranked like number 80-something, I think it was. So they were ranked number 85 out of 20,806 on the Beer Advocate website.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's a big plus.
It's funny. I've never heard of Bell's Brewing before.
I'm actually liking them, and I think right now...
I see what else they have.
They have a decent amount. So if we bounce around here, let's see what they got. Go to their different styles. So they have seasonals as well. Look at that. Huh.
They have Stout. They have a Robust Porter.
They sell variety packs of different ones.
Oh, man. Who does that saying? They have a beer called No? Yeah.
Well, look at that. They got a Hearted IPA variety pack. They have the Change of Heart, the Cold Hearted IPA, the Two Hearted IPA.
So they have Oberon Ale, and then they have the Oberon Eclipse. What is the Oberon Ale? So that must have been the namesake that they were talking about. And this one says it's like sunshine in the glass.
Well, they have a Hazy Hearted IPA, a Big Hearted, and then they have a Lager for the Lakes. That's the American Lager.
Brewed with wheat malted hops water, yada, yada, yada. It's another wheat series. 25 IBUs, so a little bit more bitter. Spicy hop character, citrus. Huh. I wonder how they compare. That's kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah, I actually really like this. I'm going to say...
Oh, look at their other flavors under that Oberon name. If you scroll down, they have Mango Habanero.
Oh, we'll try that one.
They have cherry. I'm not a fan of cherry flavors, but it's just cool that they have that in there. Lager for the Lakes, American Lager.
That one I was just looking at. That is...
Beer Finder. Let's see where we could find it.
Well, it tells you. They actually got a really cool website because it tells you if you could buy it in 12 packs, this, that.
No, I like to find their storyline. Although I'm clicking where can I find you and the wheels are just spinning.
The Oberon Eclipse. I'm really impressed with this. Ranked number 85 out of 20,000 of a company I've never heard of is...
No, this is really good. No, the bottle says Bell's Brewing is from Comstock, Michigan. I'm getting an error. Hell's Bells. Looks like something went wrong. I'm getting one of those 404 errors.
Oh, no. I'm actually...
Fine beer. I'm going to click their fine beer.
I'm actually... I may have to go and grab another one because I just knocked that thing back so quick. It's actually got like a... Like I said, it's got the floral notes with the coriander spice. I'm really liking it. So... Yeah, so... I don't know. I may have to...
Oh, they carry Bells at Village Beverage.
You're doing the local search by us, so.
Yep.
I bought a Circle M. That was another one. That's one of our guys we follow off.
Oh, they're all over Long Island. Yep, Circle M.
So we're kind of upset. Well, there's a lot of dust on it, you know? It's feel like it's not moving.
7-Eleven, they have it.
No.
Walmart. Really? Hey, go to the Walmart Super Center. Holy shit, man. What is this? Wait, Road, 7-Eleven. Wonder what they carried each of these. No way they carried the full line.
Yeah. I don't know.
Although I wonder if people started selling the Eclipse specific bottles specifically.
You know what? This Eclipse could be actually with the Eclipse coming up this upcoming Monday the 8th. And maybe they're going to have a big, big sellout. Who knows?
Now, when you, I didn't go with you to the beer distributor, where was this located when you were looking for it?
This was at Circle M Beverage in Rocky Point. They actually...
No, I meant where in the store.
Where in this?
Was it like right there by the case front?
No, actually it wasn't. It was tucked in the back. That's what I was just saying. I was a little upset. If I knew this was the Oberon Eclipse was so good, I'd expect it to be up front. It was kind of hidden in the back. I felt like it should have been a little more up front now. But it goes down smooth. I'm ready to hit my second one. Cheers to you guys over at Oberon and Bell's.
Yeah. Although it's funny, read the Best Buy date is March 9th. So a little bit beyond that.
That's all right. But it's still good. It's still good. I would love to read that, but I don't have my glasses.
And so definitely for at least where we are on Long Island, this is, to me, a no name that I haven't dealt with, but very good. So if you do see this and you're looking for something different, definitely want to pick up.
100%. I agree with that there.
And this makes me want to try their other labels.
It's just a complete different flavor. It's something that I'm not used to. It's something that I really enjoy now.
No, this reminds me of a lighter,
almost a lighter of the bigger guys. I'm going to say the ones with the B and the M.
That's what I was thinking.
You know, I don't want to bring up names.
The one that you put the little orange in?
Little orange, but I feel like
this is better.
This is better, actually. That's what I was saying early in the podcast. I said this is a lot better than the...
No, this is more drinkable. I feel easier to drink, like goes down.
The other one seems a little bit heavier for a wheated beer, and I feel like this one's a little...
Lighter
on it. And I kind of like the lighter end of it on the wheat beer.
I would 100% agree.
The coriander, the whole nine yards. I actually really kind of like this one. So, but it's really good. No, definitely like this better than the bigger names that we said that are out there right now. Oh, it's like summer beer, 100%. Fall beer, 100%. And I'll try it out. I may even go with one of their... Once we want to look more, I may have to go back to them into this Bell's Brewery and just see what it... Because I'm pretty sure they had an IPA there, too, that I would actually like to check out.
Go to them more beer.
So, you'd have to look at, you got to see what, the flavor hex is, how it comes off on, the bitter scale, salty scale, spicy, how it's... If it's fatty or all different, pungent flavors that also come off a lot of it, too. It's one that I actually can't stop drinking.
See, what's funny? I definitely have had, and I've seen it, the supermarkets, the Two-Hearted IPA. I feel like I definitely have had that.
Yeah. That one I've seen around before, actually, the Two-Hearted.
I feel like I definitely have had that. Now that I'm looking through their other brands, I don't know about the Big-Hearted. The iconic fish on the label.
No, is that the same? That's the same company.
Oh, I've had the Christmas ale too. I've definitely had their Christmas ale, which is a Scotch ale. I've definitely bought
Scotch.
I think I think
Scotch
ale is
good, actually. Right?
I think I've had it actually this year. I've definitely had this one.
I feel like I may have had that one at your house one day.
So I you might have.
I think I
think I take that back as a no name brand. It's beers that I've had at some point, just not recognizing the brewery that made them.
Now, if you go on their website, they have food and fun. So do they own cafes, a centric cafe?
No, I think they have those brew pubs when I was... when you go through their story, it's
like gastro pubs or something.
I don't know if it's gastro.
No, it's not gastro, but they're saying home brewed, house made.
It's like any of the other breweries you go to and they have food and everything else.
Well, no, they do. They got a Bell's Brewery snacks, burger, everything else stand. Well, I'm getting eyes over here.
What are the eyes for?
I don't know. Trying to figure that out myself.
Huh? Thought you were giving her the ass.
No. So, it's actually kind of thinking about it. I always wanted to try Kalamazoo, Michigan. It just sounds like a fun little town.
Has a fun name to say.
It does, right? It's like Kalamazoo, playing a kazoo, drinking a beer.
Kalamazoo, itchigaboo, ippity boppity boo.
No.
Everybody, it's me.
Yeah. It's all good.
Don't worry. If we get one listener, I'll be happy. They could give me a thumbs down. They could just listen and give
me a thumbs down. We got to get that one score from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Actually,
did we get a listener from Michigan?
We have Michigan already locked in. Michigan is sold out. We don't have Kalamazoo. We can pinpoint that if we have to. But they have like a different people. Like if you go on like the Eccentric Cafe, they have like a whole big menu. They have actually a cam. So if I click on right now.
Wait, they have a camera?
Yeah. I clicked right on that cam. I'm on a live cam right now. So I'm looking at they got Lager Lakes, the Smitten, Strawberry Cream, Oberon, Porters, Owls for Ales, Kalamazoo Stout, Creamy Vanilla, Creamy Oberon. Holy
no way. This is not a live camera. No, that's not a camera.
It's just
there.
A picture. It takes it to it. But I thought it was a live camera the way he said it. And they got a store. What do we got here? Wall art. Look at that. Swag. Shop apparel.
Oh, that's nice.
Are these all their beers? They got some good. I mean, I guess they're going to call them their special ones. I want to. It looks like BBA Orange Vanilla Expedition Stout. That probably is phenomenal.
Really?
I'm just thinking those, always around Christmas, ever have like the chocolate, but it's in the shape of like an orange, and you have to like smack it, and you get the orange slices, but it's chocolate. That's what I'm thinking when I think of that beer. I don't know if it tastes like that, but that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. They sell everything. If you go on their website, they sell everything in their store from glasses to tap handles to bar mats to neon tin signs. This place is pretty impressive.
Raspberry hibiscus flower, sour. I'm not a fan of sours, but that kind of sounds cool.
Yeah, sours is right before they pull it off into a fermentation.
Strawberries and cream, Oberon. That one's probably good too.
I'm a big fruity guy. We'll have to pass.
When another brewery that we're going to talk about makes their strawberry one, you're going to like that one.
All right. I may have to.
That one, phenomenal. And it's not like you're drinking strawberries. It's.
No, but they. I would actually like to try. They have like that Hoopslam Ale actually looks pretty good. I'm actually looking to this. It's a Hoopslam Ale double hops. Oh my god, Hoopslam! My glasses aren't out. Hoopslam Ale double IPA. So I would actually try that.
Amber Ale. So those are the main ones on the left. All right. Interesting. So this one seems cool. I'm happy with this beer.
Yeah, you got definitely high reviews.
I'll try the next one.
Yeah, let's go with the next one. I'm gonna go right now. I'm gonna give you my final number on the Oberon Eclipse. Out of 10, I'm going with like a good, like a solid 9.
Well, so you better be careful with your numbering. I'm thinking right now the Barstool like pizza, the pizza test, and you got to make sure you hold your numbers tight.
8.9. Nah, actually, I like this. Like
that, that could be our new thing. What is Dan's review of this beer?
I could be. I'm gonna go with a solid 9 on this, guys. This is beating out the better ones that I liked from the big name companies or the B&Ms, and I'm not gonna say the names, but you can figure it out.
We know, like you follow the bar spool. We're like, oh,
I know
the sauce, the crunch, the flop.
Yep. It's too oily. It's got the sag. Anything higher than a 7.4? No, 100%. All right, so let's check it out. I'm good with this.
That's right. I have a feeling we're going to come back to this beer, so.
Yeah, I
only had one, so.
I may even make a flip around. I'm going to have another one next before I think we even start on to the next. But I think we may have to do this again. I would like to try, like, their Big Hearted IPA or the, you know, the Lager for the Lakes. That's the American Lager. And we could even throw in the Kalamazoo Stout, you know. They had that. I know I remember seeing the Kalamazoo Stout, and I didn't think it was the same company, but
now we know it might be.
Now it might be, and it is. So shout out to Bell's. Definitely you guys got my win for today. All right, so I think we wrap this up on the Oberon Eclipse, and guys, like I said,
we'll take a pause, and then
because
we're probably going to have another one of these, and then we'll come back and we'll try the next one.
Sounds like a plan. Please, right. Thanks, guys.
Well, we don't need to say bye, because we're
I just throw it in there anyway, because I guess that maybe I sound better now instead of later after a few beers.
Okay.
You're the one that went, ch-ch-ch. What am I supposed to do?
Got it.
So now we have the wives on.
Names aren't brought up.
Okay, what are we passing down?
Walker IPA, Union Jack.
Firestone.
7%.
Good night, meat.
Firestone Walker.
So we have fancy glasses. We're just supposed to drink it out of the can.
If you want to try, I feel like it deserves a fancy. Look, it has like lions on it.
Sorry, we don't have fancy glasses.
And like a crest.
Does deserve a fancy glass.
Union Jack, you need that flag.
That's an IPA goes in a nice glass, not out of a can. It's not a Bud Light.
Oh, they get them out of here.
Get them out of here.
We have fancy glasses under in the bar cabinet.
Do you want to go stage a wash?
Not really. We've got beer steins. We should drink out of the steins one day.
That's even dustier.
On like, you know, like German beer day.
Those will be broken. I'm flat.
It's just the four of us. I think we could handle drinking out of a stein.
All right, so we'll do that on German Beer Day.
On German Beer Day.
What do you have a chance to wash
them? We'll have Bavarian pretzels and we'll drink out of steins. Sounds great.
Friendly pretzel company.
So speaking of Firestone Walker Brewing, who's from California, by the way.
Made in the USA.
Yeah. That's a plus.
Not German.
No steins.
Nine.
Oh, that's good.
Now. Do we know where in California?
Are you going to ask too many questions too fast? Are you going to make a search? I can't type this bit.
Paso Robles, it says on the can.
I'm trying to read up on their story.
Beer.
Oh, yeah, Paso Robles.
Born in a humble shed on the back 40 of a family vineyard, Firestone Walker is a California beer company like no other. Founded by two brothers-in-laws, who simply wanted to make the perfect beer.
That's adorable. Cut that out.
Nope.
That was adorable.
You ready to read the next line? The story begins with Adam Firestone, a.k.a. the Bear, and David Walker, a.k.a. the Lion.
See?
Debating on the subject of beer, they search for the decadent... The decent local ale that proved fruitile and wasn't long before they had the goal of themselves to brew their own. So basically, you had two brother-in-laws that needed a place to go run and hide. So decided like, hey, let's make our own beer.
I know. And this year marks it.
But on the back 40 of the family vineyard. So what does the front 40 of the family vineyard look like?
Probably looks like a vineyard.
I would think that. Good response.
I like
front, the beer in the back.
Wine in the front. Yeah, grapes in the front, hops in the back. There's nothing like wrong with that.
Is the alcohol mullet? Is that part of their swag? Can we go look at us?
The alcohol mullet. Everybody in this bitch has got a mullet.
So now you read that story of the two brother-in-laws or brothers.
Bear and the Lion.
And if you look at the can...
Is there a bear and a lion in
There's
the crest?
There's a bear and a lion in the crest fighting each other.
Fighting.
Well, they are brother-in-laws.
Fists up. Yeah, fists up. Look at them. Fighting over, I guess, the perfect... And they're standing under a hop.
Under a hop.
Oh, it's almost like a mistletoe, but it's a hop.
Hop with wheat.
Oh, hop with wheat. Yes.
This is a badass crest.
Yeah, I like the details.
I wonder who their designer is.
And they're saying beer before glory, West Coast style IPA. So what is a West Coast style IPA? I guess that's the California vibe.
I'm sure it has to do with the specific hops and the yeast that they use that makes it a...
Huh. What do you say, we crack open?
I'm ready.
Ready, hold.
Sure would be nice if we had some fancy glasses.
Well, you're in a bowl.
I agree.
It was built in a can. We drink out of the can.
Wow. Got like pineapple right off the bat.
That is smooth.
That's a pineapple.
Literally tastes like a bag of hops.
You know, it tastes like the pineapple citrus a little bit.
I mean, that's
a little citrusy.
That's the hops
yeah.
flavor. I'm, actually, you know that's the hops flavor I'm you know tasting, what? But it tastes like a big hops. Not in a bad way. Grapefruit. No.
You don't think grapefruit?
No.
No.
There's definitely
I hops. Like hoppy beers.
There's definitely hops
do.
That have a grapefruit taste. I'm not tasting that.
Definitely. Drake took another sip.
No, I don't buy it. I don't care what the website says.
It's got a pronounced taste. Maybe even some pine aroma.
It's hoppy, but it's still light.
It's good though.
Yeah. No, it's like a very, like a summery IPA. Like it's very refreshing.
You wouldn't think it was 7%, so probably a little dangerous.
Oh, very true. This does not taste like a 7% beer.
No. This will go down like water.
That is a good observation.
Yeah.
You can taste like the Centennial hops. Taste a little bit of that. A little like Cascade. And the citrus. Like it tastes that. Nothing else really.
Do they have a Citra hops in it?
There is Citra hops. Taste it.
This would be good in a beer gorita.
I would say the Citra hops has that grapefruit taste. Yeah, I don't taste it.
The Chinook is actually,
I think, one of those. I believe it's one of those. What they call that type of hops? Where you can't buy that rhizome. It's privately owned, so you can't go and grow your own Citra hops.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's one of them.
Interesting.
I'm gonna say Citra hops
rhizomes.
Yeah, because I believe that was one of the ones.
So was it like?
Yeah. So. Citra hops is a proprietary hops variety that unlicensed growers are not currently able to obtain. But that's the one that has that grapefruity taste. I'm trying to think of what other beer has it that I really liked, and I wanted to buy that hops to grow when I was growing my own hops, and you can't get. Unless you go to Hop Offense where whoever is able to grow it and steal one of there.
Oh, yeah, so good quality. I knew that.
All right, Dan. So you said you had one, I guess, extra beer, surprise beer that you picked up. This one's through Ghost Brewing. I believe it's called Ambition is a Dream, which is a peanut butter banana cream ale.
Tasting glass. Dad, do you want a tasting glass?
Yes, please.
Thank you.
You just posted this just yesterday, Ghost Brewing Company, with this same
thing. Oh, I could smell the banana. Can I see the can?
So it's funny, this says, Ghost Brewing Company, but then on the Facebook page it says Great South Bay.
And it's the same address of its original address was on Drexel.
So I wonder if I go to Great South Bay.
So it's a whole pint in a can, too.
See, I'm going to have to reach out.
I love that clip from Lord of the Rings. He comes in pints.
Great South Bay Brewing, visit us.
This is 8%.
Yes, it is.
It's stronger than the other one. It tells you exactly what kind of hops they used. Arzaka.
That's crazy. Crazy, crazy. Blowing my mind right now.
All right. So it's not on their normal tap list for Great South Bay. Let's check limited releases. What's what I'm trying to figure out? I want to figure out where they're...
It's easy to check.
I'm on Facebook, but I want to see if Great South. I'm on Great South Bay right now.
But it's the same address.
I'm curious, why is it? It lets us a similar idea where they're brewing at Great South Bay.
A collab, right.
We'll have to find out more.
Yeah.
All right. Stay tuned for a follow-up episode, hopefully, by
Great South Bay.
Or I should say Ghost Brewing.
Ghost Brewing with Great South Bay. We could actually reach out to them because I could reach out to.
Did you try it yet?
No, actually, it's still flowing away. That
I can totally taste the banana and peanut butter.
It's like a breakfast sandwich.
Like eggs?
Not like eggs, but it's like.
I gotta tell you, I'm
breakfast
not...
of champions. Forget about Wheaties.
I'm not
about like fruity beers.
I'm not the biggest fan of the nose when I open it up from the can. Like a little too much of a, I don't know if it's like a yeasty smell or something, but the taste is really good. I can't drink this a lot, or
I could do one
fast.
Very sweet.
Yeah, but it has a very good, like you said, like that. Exactly, banana, peanut butter.
A dessert beer. Or a breakfast beer, depending on the time of day.
Definitely a breakfast beer.
The smell, though, I don't smell, like, I'm not smelling the banana or the peanut butter. I smell the...
Oh, I smell both.
I smell the, like, my
I
nose...
smell banana.
Well, you could tell this whole episode I've been wrong with my smell. I just smell the yeast.
I could smell it off the beginning. You could smell it. It's definitely got the nose of the banana. Like, as soon as you get it.
But how much do you think they got the peanut butter flavor in there? Like, how do you do that?
A lot of them use the, like, the PB2, like, the type of, like, the powdered peanut butter in it. I don't know if that's how they brewed it, but I know when people...
But you got to realize it's a cream ale, too. So it's actually, it kind of fits with it.
Oh, absolutely.
It definitely fits. Huh.
I wish I could get more info on the beer. Like, there's nothing up. I feel like you found a special release or like a hidden gem, something.
But it's crazy because I wasn't even looking for anything from our local area. I was looking for everything, and I was like, I've never heard of Ghost, and I'm like, I have to grab Ghost because it's probably some nut job in Minnesota or something. Here we are right now,
and they're 20 minutes away.
20 minutes away.
Yeah, well, in our own backyard.
All right. Drinking this guy's beers all the time.
City Field beer list. So if you go to City Field, you want to go, you know.
You go to a Mets game?
Yeah, go watch some baseball. You can apparently get their East Coast Ghost.
New. Back in 2019, Ghost Brewing Company opens at the Great South Bay Brewery in Bayshore.
So they're like a spinoff.
But I'm wondering if it's... I'm not really positive. I'm wondering if it's the old Great South Bay Brewery. Remember the old Great South Bay Brewery? I think it was on Union Ave.
Yeah. Well, Union and...
They were right on Main Street.
No, they weren't on Main Street.
It was Union and... I forgot exactly.
I could picture where it is.
Yeah, but it was the old... It was right on the intersection corner.
It's almost like it's the road that you would take if you were to drive all the way towards Sunrise, and then the Kohl's Shopping Center was there. You passed Dubs Cone.
Del Road, or is that like Islip?
No, that's West Islip.
Yeah,
Eula Road.
But that, I remember, was his original. So I'm wondering, I'm trying to figure if that opened in that old location, and they still held on to the building. But either way.
Maybe they're just brewing out of the facility.
Could be. Absolutely could be.
I like the picture on the can. Yeah. It goes with the name Ghost.
Doubt it, doubt. I think we got a fan base tonight over here. So what do you think about this? Yeah?
About the beer? It's too sweet for me, personally. I like the couple sips that I had, but I would never be able to drink a whole thing of that.
So it's not the breakfast beer. All right.
Now, this is like something, this is like almost like a... Like a dessert beer. I don't know.
This is like on a tasting, like, you know, when you go to the breweries and you get the little tasting cups?
Yeah.
Like, no, this I feel like
a good
I need
one for a tasting cup.
Almost like the brandy sifter.
Yeah.
Kind of like a little, like the little goblet type thing. Yeah, a little small goblet that you can drink from while you're eating, like, I don't know, cake or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's almost like a dessert beer.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it at that. But overall,
I'm actually glad this was. The last one that we tried.
Yeah.
Like having this first, I think would have ruined. I think the order we went in actually fit just as far as flavor profiles. Like I think if we went in reverse, the last beer would have been like, we wouldn't be able to taste it.
Yeah. I'm not going to knock it at all. It's a decent beer. It's, you know, it's quality. I got to give that.
No, well now I'm interested in knowing more about them. What else are they making?
Yeah. Well, this is a lot of things that we don't know about it. A lot of things we're finding out about it.
Especially now that we realize that they're local.
Yeah.
And when is their tap room open? When can we go? Well,
like I said, I have the connection. I will make that call.
Oh, and get on that.
So
we got to start ironing out dates for our other
ventures.
Other interviews and taste things.
All right. So I'm thinking we're going to call it a night. All right, I'm thinking we're finishing it off with the Ghost Brew Company out of Bayshore. I'm giving them, you know, going to give them a solid review. I'm not going to lie. It is a good beer. It's a beer that I can't have all the time, but it's a good beer to finish off the night with at a dessert or dinner or something.
All right, Partnoy, what are you giving it on the scale?
I'm going to go with like a 6.6.
6.6?
Yeah.
He's tightening up his numbers. He's tying up his numbers.
Big fall from a 9 to a 6.6.
Well, that was the 9 was on a previous, but I can't. The 9 that I could pound down all night long and then be sleeping early.
My favorite's the Firestone Union Jack IPA.
I like them both. IPAs, I'm with anything. I'm very seasonal with certain things, and to me, IPA is winter. Like that's
really IPAs are summery.
No, yeah, I get
IPAs and stouts is like what I would if I'm drinking beer. Like that's what I would drink in the winter, stouts. Or maybe like fall.
Stouts winter.
Maybe fall. Like a crisp, I don't know, like a crisp day. When I'm out on the beach, I don't know if I want that bite. I want something that's like, I could just like water down. Like, come on down. Let me open up another one.
Thinking that's why you have to buy the cane for the beach. With the draft top, slice the top off. And then we drink the beers.
Now,
well, you want a little less alcohol content on beach beers because it's hot out and you're drinking a lot.
The one we had earlier, if they had that in cans, I would stick with that in cans, without a doubt. The Eclipse, if that was made in cans, I don't know if they'd make it in cans.
They probably do. You went down the line of everything that they did, like, made. No, whether we can get it or not is a different story.
That could be a summer beer,
for sure. The Eclipse one. Yeah, no, that one was good.
That was just a free grab just because we got the Eclipse coming.
And that one would be a, like you said, you know, when we go to a local bar and they have the, you know, the BM, I would choose this one. I would choose the Eclipse over that one.
Slice of orange, so you can save your vegetables and fruits.
Although, I mean, the orange in this one would enhance it too. But like I said, I thought it drank better.
Yeah, it's a smoother going down. All right, so I think tonight's a wrap. I think we did a good night. We had a couple of good beers going down with the Firestone and the Ghost Broom Company, and the other one was actually, I can't remember.
The Eclipse.
That was Bell's Brewery. Or Bell's Brewery.
I'd say that was my favorite one.
Well, you gave that one the highest rating.
I did. They're going to get my highest rating.
I'm going to start creating a log now. I think this is going to be, it's going to be Dan's reviews, and every time we try something, we're going to give it a, I like it. But yeah, it's going to be like Barstool Sports. They do pizza, you're going to do a beer. What's Dan's posting?
Let me give a Firestone review.
All right, give us a number for Firestone.
7.4.
7.4?
Yeah. All right. 7.4. We're sick with that. All right, so let's finish off the night. Again, thank you for listening. Have a fun time coming down, trying out, listening to us as we talk about our different brews and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But
all right, guys. Well, thank you. Have a good night. And don't forget to like, listen, and follow, and you know, share it out to everybody else. Good night.
Beers and banter.
I knew that was coming.
I didn't want to.